Here we are. We have ourselves a new week. It is the middle of April, Annette.
Yes,
April
already.
15th. Here's what we're working on for you this morning. World leaders, they are urging Israel not to retaliate after Iran launched an attack over them on the weekend.
There has been a huge population boom in Alberta.
And the weapons supervisor on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie, Rust, will be sentenced today. Well, I hope you had a great weekend. Hello, Annette. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Morning.
How are we feeling?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Yeah.
For Monday.
Got some rain. Got some sun.
Yes.
Thunderstorms yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning, by 8 o'clock, we had that thunderstorm rumble through, and then slowly but surely,
the sun came out.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, it was a gorgeous day. Temperature got to 20 degrees yesterday,
and we had
the sunshine. Today, sunshine, maybe a few degrees cooler. We should hit about 17 today, which is still way above seasonal.
Yeah, where are we supposed to be?
About 12
for
a daytime high. So, yeah, still a lovely day today. And again, tomorrow, lots of sunshine. So a couple of days we can dry out after all of that precipitation that we had late last week. So that'll be some good news there. We'll get some sunshine. Temperature right now, by the way, is sitting at 5 degrees. So we are above seasonal to start a morning here in April. Looking at traffic this morning. Quick check, nothing going on this time of the morning, all doing fine. 403 Waterdown Road, that looks okay at the moment. To our MTO traffic cameras, just a few. Centennial Parkway still looks good. There's no volume. It's just, you know, moving nicely all the way around the horseshoe. Looks good. I just want to dip into this camera. Oh, look at the nice pink in the sky there across the Garden City Skyway. That looks good. All right, we'll look at weather and traffic coming up in just a few minutes right now. The news.
Yeah, up first, we start with the world news because the world is actually watching for any signs of further escalation after Iran's massive missile strike, that is, on Israel over the weekend. I want to bring in Simone Gavros, who joins us live in studio this morning with the latest on this situation. Good morning, Simone.
Hi, good morning, Tim. Well, Israel's war cabinet met yesterday, but haven't made a decision on what their next steps will be. This comes after Iran launched over 300 missiles and drones on Israel over the weekend, and the Israeli military says nearly all of them were intercepted. Now, G7 leaders met yesterday and unequivocally condemn this attack. In a statement released yesterday, G7 leaders say, quote, "We will continue to work to stabilize the situation and avoid further escalation. In this spirit, we demand that Iran and its proxies cease their attacks, and we stand ready to take further measures now and in response to further destabilizing initiatives." Video footage of the attack show dozens of projectiles flying across the skies of Jerusalem late Saturday night and into early Sunday morning. Booms and sirens could be heard across the country. Iran says the attack is in response to an Israeli attack on its embassy in Syria earlier this month. And the UN is calling for restraint after Iran's attack.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
Now here in Canada, Defense Minister Bill Blair posted on X yesterday saying that he's receiving regular updates from the Canadian forces and will continue to monitor the situation closely. Annette, I'll send things back to you.
Okay, thanks very much, Simone. Closer to home and later this morning, a group that wants the city to maintain control over Hamilton's transit system will be holding a news conference at City Hall. As part of the LRT restructuring, city staff have recommended that the transit system be run by a private contractor hired by Metrolinx. The KIPP Transit Public Coalition is made up of social, labor, and environmental groups who are against that idea. Last week, they issued the results of a survey that found 67% of people in Hamilton who were asked want the LRT kept in public hands. The city is expected to make a decision on who's going to run and maintain the system on Wednesday. Hamilton Group is putting the finishing touches on a tiny home that they hope will become the first of many in the city.
It is 12 feet wide by 40 feet long with 12-foot ceilings. It has 430 square feet approximately, one bedroom, full kitchen, full bathroom, laundry, living room space.
That's one of the founders of the nonprofit group IMBY, which stands for In My Backyard. They plan to build more laneway homes or tiny homes for people on the verge of becoming homeless. Their first is behind another home on John Street North in Hamilton. They already have someone set to move in for $1,000 a month in rent. Everything in this house was done with permits from the city, which allows these types of units to be built. All the materials are purchased, but the construction and finishing is donated by professionals and volunteers. Now, an open house is going to be held here this Saturday. For more info, we have a link to IMBY's website at chch.com. And Queer Hockey Hamilton hosted its first tournament over the weekend.
Queer Hockey Hamilton is important because we have a lot of players that kind of fall between the gaps and don't really fit into organized teams, which are usually divided by gender. So we have our trans players, we have queer players, we have gay, lesbian players, and this has kind of just become a safe place for them to play and come together and just have fun.
That is one of the organizers of Queer Hockey Hamilton, a group making hockey more inclusive for the LGBTQ community. The weekend tournament was at the Wentworth Sports Complex in Hamilton's West End. The league hosted its first shinny game just last fall. This weekend's tournament brought players from across Hamilton and parts of Southern Ontario, giving them a safe spot to be themselves on the ice.
Let's stay with sports, and there's so many places to kick off Sportsline on this Monday morning after a crazy sports weekend. I could go Masters after a dominating win by Scottie Scheffler, but there was a hockey game in Utica, New York, that needed overtime to determine a winner between two bitter rivals.
Ambrose pulls it back. She waits. Her shot. Rebound in front. She scores! Danielle Zardagny has done it in overtime. Canada play spoiler in Utica.
Yeah, a golden goal by Danielle Zardagny in overtime lifted our ladies to capture gold once again at the Women's World Hockey Championships against those rivals from the States. A year after the U.S. beat Canada in Brampton, Canada returned the favor in another classic matchup between the two, meeting for the 22nd time in the finals at the Worlds. Marie-Philippe Poulin brought her greatness once again, scoring twice in regulation to give Canada a third gold in the last of 4 years and a 13th world title overall.
His stardom confirmed.
Best player in the world showed us all why once again as Scottie Scheffler earned his second green jacket from Augusta National as he ran away with the 88th Masters on the back nine, carding a 4-under-68, 11-under overall to win by four strokes. He follows his win in 2022. At the age of 27, becomes the fourth youngest golfer to win multiple green jackets following Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Seve Ballesteros. He did this with his wife about to have the couple's first baby and said he would pull out of competition if she went into labor.
Pull the pressure.
Oh, Listowel's Corey Connors is the top Canadian, well back, tied for 38th.
Turner credited with an RBI single on the play. Down to third, fair ball. Guerrero's going to come in to score. Turner is on his way to second. And in there safely with an RBI double.
Blue Jays won their second straight series at the Dome to kick off the year. Justin Turner, how great's he been? Brought the offense in the finale against the Colorado Rockies. Turner had three hits, three RBIs. The Jays overcame a loss in the opener to win the final two. Get back to 500 on the season at 8-8. Jose Barrios, wonderful on the mound again. Allowing two hits, no runs in the 5-0 win. The Yankees come to town to start a three-game series kicking off tonight. From a season just starting to a season ending, thankfully. Toronto Raptors in Miami to wrap up a horrible season. Once again, shorthanded. No Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, or Jakob Poeltl against the Heat. Grady Dick, he was a bright spot this season. He had 14. Gary Trent had a team-high 18 in the 118-103 loss to Miami, which was their 57th of the year, the most since the 2010-2011 year. They finished with the sixth worst record in the league. Will need to stay in that top six in the NBA draft if they hope to keep their pick. Plenty to do in the offseason. But there is a team to hitch our wagons to.
Up here in Oklahoma City, by the way.
It was. Yeah.
Stumble. Oh, and a finish by Shea.
That would be Oklahoma City and Hamilton's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Did something pretty special in front of their home fans yesterday. First, they crushed Dallas 135-86 for their 57th win of the season. Quiet night for Shea, only had 15 points, but he only played 15 minutes. As the Thunder have much bigger plans, but they finished the season in top spot in the West and will now wait to find out who they'll face in the first round of the playoffs after the play-in rounds this week. SGA will also wait to see if his season was good enough to win his first MVP.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock already on this halfway point of April. We're looking at traffic first of all, then we'll get to the forecast for the day today. Both doing fine. Both traffic and weather actually doing fine. Here's the 403 in Watertown Road. A little busier now, but still, that's just building volume. Nothing happening on the roads. MTO traffic cameras. We'll flip you through some of the cameras that we have available to us. Here's the Garden City Skyway East camera. Nothing there. Centennial Parkway. 403 Junction looks good. Ford Plant in Oakville through Cawthra in Mississauga, not a problem this morning. So things are, oh, keep in mind, the construction starts today, Gardner Expressway. Yet that's a 3-year rehabilitation project, more construction. Okay, temperature at the moment, 5 degrees. So that's above seasonal to start a morning here. Winds are light, the relative humidity is right up there. It's a partly cloudy sky at the moment. For school today, 17 degrees today. So that's above seasonal. A nice day with a light wind, west at 20, and lots of sunshine for the day. What we have is an approaching area of high pressure coming down at us across the Great Lakes. That's going to keep us nice conditions today, again tomorrow. But then by Wednesday, that low pressure with the frontal boundary is going to get closer to us, and we're going to get some showers by middle of the week. But today, 16 for Niagara, 16, 17 this side of the lake, and 15 degrees for Halton Peel into Toronto, even Waterloo, Wellington. But a mainly sunny sky. Tonight's skies will clear to partly cloudy. Temperatures 1 for Brantford, but 2 to 4 on the freezing mark for Guelph and Kitchener as those skies clear, so it'll be a little bit cooler. And then tomorrow, 13 to 15, 16, but 17 degrees for Brantford. So again, above seasonal temperatures, and as well, lots of sunshine for the day tomorrow. So out the door this morning, 15th morning of April already. Yep, partly cloudy, light winds, temperature right now 5. Long range coming up, Annette Tim.
Thank you, Brian.
Hello, friend.
Oh, hi.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys change your own flat tires?
Flat tires?
Yeah, if you had a flat tire, would you change it?
I've never had a flat tire, but
On wood, that's going to happen today.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, right here, on the old melon.
There we go.
Why?
Well, because Bruce Springsteen was on his way to a show and got one. We'll talk about that.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll let you know who changed it.
He drives himself?
Right? I know, there's so many questions. There's lots to unpack there. And we also have Steve Martin. Believe it or not, he's top of the charts, and we're talking music.
Mm-hmm. A little banjo action.
We'll discuss.
We'll see you at the coach in a little bit. Coming up after the break, though, California has a Google problem, and they may be able to take some lessons from us Canadians. We'll see you in 2 minutes for business news.
6:15 on your Monday morning. Canadian dollar in overseas trading is up 17 basis points to 72.78 cents U.S. Gold is up $9.50, while crude has fallen 87 cents to $84.79 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets are down in London, but up in Frankfurt and Paris.
What about Asia? Markets there down in Tokyo and Hong Kong, up a titch in Shanghai. North American markets, they wrapped up the trading week last week with some losses, triple-digit losses across the board on Bay Street. Big losses for the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ. Let's see how they can rebound when a new trading week starts on this Monday, April the 15th.
Well, police investigating auto thefts in Montreal say they found nearly 600 stolen vehicles over roughly 3.5 months. Most of those vehicles came from the Greater Toronto area.
Right now we're at 100%, so we're doing all the containers that are referred to us. And if there's more, like, we'll be ready to adapt with this new budget coming in. And so we'll have more officers to do the search, but also more intel officers to share the intel, because this is a very important aspect of our work, to is share the intelligence to be able to prosecute at the end of the day. And that's the end goal.
Police inspected about 400 shipping containers at the Port of Montreal between the middle of December and the end of March. The operation showed how Canada's second largest port has become a key transport hub for stolen vehicle exports. It's mostly due to the port's strategic location and large container volume. The Port of Montreal says it's working closely with police and border services, but notes that port officials can open containers only to save someone's life or to prevent environmental damage.
Well, Google is blocking links to California news sites for some users. And in a blog post last Friday, Google said the move, it's a test and a reaction to proposed state legislation to make tech companies pay news outlets for their content. So you may remember the company did the same thing in Canada last year as it was negotiating a deal over the exact same issue. So this block affects a small percentage of California users. A co-author of the bill called Google's action an abuse of power and a stunt. One Google executive says it has faced similar legal proposals in other locations and that the open financial exposure to the company is unworkable.
U.S. Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it is looking into the recall of Ford Bronco and Escape vehicles that we told you about last week. Tens of thousands of these vehicles have been recalled across Canada and the United States. If a fuel injector cracks, it could cause a fire. Ford has said dealers would install a tube to let the gasoline flow away from hot surfaces to the ground below the vehicle, a decision that has been criticized as a band-aid instead of a fix. The U.S. Safety Administration says they'll be investigating to see if that's enough. So far, no injuries have been reported in relation to the recall. Ford has said it will extend warranty coverage for cracked injectors.
U.S. Steel shareholders have approved a $14 billion sale to a Japanese company. So Friday, the company announced that 98% of shares voted were in favor of the deal with Nippon Steel. However, the deal faces significant opposition from the United Steelworkers Union and politicians on both sides of the aisle. It also needs approval from both the Justice Department and the Committee on Foreign Investment. Now, President Joe Biden has said it is vital that the U.S. Steel stay domestically owned and operated.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in China to talk about the increasingly tense economic relationship between the two countries. German companies have argued that they face unfair market barriers in China, while the German government has followed the United States' plan to de-risk supply chains and is pushing for reduced reliance on Chinese market and suppliers. Scholz is set to visit the financial hub of Shanghai today before traveling to the capital of Beijing to meet with leaders. More than 5,000 German companies operate in China, which has been Germany's largest trading partner for years.
New immigrants in the United States appear to answer a riddle that has confounded economists over the last year. How has the U.S. economy managed to prosper, adding hundreds of thousands of jobs month after month, when the Federal Reserve has aggressively raised interest rates? Now, normally that's a recipe for recession. But it turns out that the influx of foreign-born adults vastly raised the supply of available workers at a time when a labor shortage had left many companies unable to fill jobs. Over the past year, immigrants have accounted for all growth in U.S. employment.
It's 6:20 right now on your Monday morning. We're going to take a break and be back with your traffic and 7-day forecast.
Time for a traffic check. Wow, time 6:23. Sun is about 10 minutes away from coming up, so getting earlier all the time. Garden City Skyway, no volume there whatsoever. Different story here, top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge, Toronto bound towards us, getting a little bit busier, but still moving okay. Same with Appleby Line, nothing here at Sheraton, and the 403-407 split in Mississauga is doing okay. Check the temperatures this morning. We are above seasonal to start a morning here. 15th of the month, 5 degrees Hamilton, 6 Grimsby, Mississauga, 7 into Toronto. So when I talk about seasonal temperatures, that's where we figure we should be. 2 for an overnight low. So we're above seasonal to start the morning. 12 for the daytime high is seasonal. We're going to hit 17 for the day today. Those are our sun times and records for today. And we should see a fair bit of sunshine as well. So going into school, we should be 10 degrees by the first bell with sun and 17 coming home later on. Here's how it shapes up for this week. So 17 today, mainly sunny skies. Skies will clear tonight down to 4. Tomorrow, 15 degrees and sun. Then the showers settle in. Temperature hardly climbs at all from the overnight low on Wednesday, so only 7 degrees and showers. It'll get better temperature-wise for Thursday, but still some lingering showers. Then looks good for Friday. Saturday, slim chance of a shower. Temperature single digits, and then again cool as we get into Sunday, but at least it'll be sunny. That's your forecast. All right, Tim.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, a Saskatchewan village has put love on the map, and they're hoping it inspires a few destination weddings. After years of letters and calls from people looking to get married there, Love Saskatchewan is now fully embracing its name with a new wedding chapel.
The building used to be an old CPR bunkhouse. The bell actually came from a resident who used to live in the community. We bought some pews from Prince Albert. They gave us a very good deal on those for the chapel. It's all pine tongue and groove in there. And it looks fantastic for a wedding.
Yeah, that's the mayor of Love, Saskatchewan. She says the church used to be an old, as she mentioned there, Canadian Pacific Rail bunkhouse, and was donated by a local businessman before being retrofitted. So Shelley Valier says the project cost more than $68,000, but it's been worth every single penny. One wedding has already taken place and another is scheduled for May. The village has a population of 72. And if you're looking for love, you can find out about it. So it's about 2.5 hours northeast of Saskatoon on Highway 55,
okay,
just outside of Nipawin.
That's
awesome. If you're up on your Saskatchewan geography.
Did you just do a check on that before?
Perhaps I did. Or maybe I know my Saskatchewan geography very
okay.
well. I may suggest something in the summer, perhaps. Maybe not the dead of January, but...
Snowmobilers, though.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, more to come right after the break.